coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. This is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Bah. 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 Bah.
Are you all right there?
That's the sound of sheeple.
Okay.
Bah.
I wonder what that was.
Bah. Lining up. Suckers, sheeple, and stupid people. Ryan, that just made that up.
Oh, you got a rap career.
That's the sound, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, you, it's a sound. You know what I'm talking about. Bah, meh, bah. That's what happens when you don't pay attention. That's what happens when you line up like everybody else and let everybody else dictate what's going to happen to you, and you don't stand up, and you just go through your daily business, and it doesn't bother you. It happens a lot, really, in Northern California more than anywhere else, and specific areas of the country. And it's funny, all those areas are blue. New England, big problem with the bah. Let me explain what I'm talking about. I have to open up the show with this because you'll get it. Most of the listeners of Armed American Radio will get this. Some won't. Some will send me an email and said, you know, I'm a liberal and I'm a gun owner and I love listening to your show and I can't, you know. Okay. All right. That's got to be a tough decision to make, a liberal gun owner. It's got to be tough. So I feel for you there, kind of, sort of. But this is what happens. Boston Mayor Thomas Menino. Listen to this headline. KO's soda, OK's alcohol. You know what we're talking about here? Do you, ladies and gentlemen? Do you know what I'm talking about here? Have you seen this? Bah, meh. This is what happens when you just go about your life and things just pass you by. What does this have to do with guns? Boston Mayor Thomas Menino guaranteed he's a member of Bloomberg's Mayors Against Illegal Guns. In an attempt to reduce the city's rising fat rates, they're nice about calling it obesity rates, Menino has banned all sugary drinks, get this, what? From city vending machines, cafeterias, and concession stands. But that he did that a day after he reached an agreement with the Boston Red Sox that allows him to sell hard mixed drinks at the ballpark.
Wow.
Bah, bah, bah. Listen to what he said, and I quote him. I want to create a civic environment that makes the healthier choice the easier choice in people's lives, whether it's schools, work sites, or other places in the community. That's what he said at a press release, in a press release that he issued last week about the soda ban. The soda ban. Let's put this in perspective. Bah. What we're talking about here, what I'm talking about here, only from the mind of me, maybe I'm wrong. What does this have to do with guns? Soda ban, folks. He knows better than you do. You can't have a Coca-Cola because he says so. You can't drink a Coca-Cola because he knows, Boston Mayor Menino, knows what's best for you. You can go to the stadium and get schlocked, but you can't drink a Coca-Cola. A Coca-Cola. What does this have to do with guns? Why are you, Armed American Radio opening the show with this kook? Bah. What it has to do with, you don't think this guy would ban your right to carry a firearm if given the opportunity? Are you kidding me? He'd be chomping at the bit. He doesn't want you to drink a Coca-Cola or a sweet tea. You know those coffee drinks, the Frappuccino Mocha Cocas, whatever they are, the Starbucks things you see in the grocer's freezers, refrigerators? Nope, can't have them. Too sugary. You think this guy wants you having a loaded firearm on your hip, in your drawer, your glove box, your console. We have Banamania here. And this is the answer that everybody gives is ban it. Ban your right to drink a soda pop, Mr. Responsible Adult. Mm. Hey, Boston. Well, then again, I have to say this. These are the same people that pull the lever for Barney Frank. Okay? You get what you pay for.
Mm-hmm.
You get what you pay for. And if you don't mind, this is what you get. You get Mayor Thomas Menino. This is what you get. It's disgusting. But it does, it all ties in. It's freedom, folks. It's freedom. In Armed American Radio, we celebrate freedom. We celebrate the right to keep and bear arms as it's written into our Constitution by our founding fathers. Number two in line, right behind the right to free speech, the right to get on here and say, if you pull the lever for Barney Frank and you voted for Thomas Menino, that's what you are. Line up. You don't have a right to complain. We were hard on the folks in Chicago, same thing. But do you like that? Do you like living in a nanny state like that? We have a lot of listeners up there. Are you enjoying the nanny state? Is it fun to have a mayor know more than you about whether or not you can drink a Coca-Cola? Huh. It's interesting stuff. But I guess he doesn't know that alcohol turns to sugar in the bloodstream.
A lot faster than Coke does.
Yeah. So, wait, are we playing politics with this? Yeah, he'd respect your right to keep and bear arms, wouldn't he? These are the people that we have to be afraid of. Remember, I'll pick the time and place, Mr. and Mrs. America. If I could ban them, I'd ban them. I'll pick the time and place. He's a part of it. He's a part of the problem. So, that's what you get. It covers non-diet sodas. A Sprite. I want a Sprite. Oh, boy, it sure would taste great to have Sprite. Non-diet sodas, pre-sweet teas, refrigerated coffee drinks, energy drinks, juice drinks with added sugar and sports drinks. You know, Gatorades. Line up. You got what you pay for. Wonder where Barney Frank is in that line, the head of the line or the end of the line. Better watch out.
That's too much.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're on the Armed American Radio Network. Please, don't be a sheeple. Please, don't be a sheeple. All right? But you know what? He's not the bonehead of the week this week. That certainly would qualify for a bonehead of the week, but we're going to keep it more firearm-related than just general bandemonium that these guys portray. A lineup today, a good one, a really, really good one. The latest Concealed Carry magazine is out. Folks, are you getting Concealed Carry magazine? Do you get it? Do you? You should. You should. It's very good. I can't show it to you here on the microphone, unfortunately. Sean tried to get me to do that a while back when we were talking about the beer mug thing with Masad Ayoub, and it didn't work out too well. But you can check it out on the website if you're tuned in. Sean, do we have a camera up?
Yes.
Okay, good. You can go to armedamericanradio.com, and I'm holding it up. It's the latest edition of Concealed Carry magazine. It came out today, and it's beautiful. 70-some-year-old woman on there holding a firearm in a Kydex waistband. It's beautiful.
You found my mother, huh?
No, it's not your mom.
Oh, well.
Not all mindsets are equal. Evolution of gun handling. Shooting isn't fighting. One-handed shooting. It's great. We're going to cover some stories in here because it's really, really important that you hear some of the stuff. But my column in the previous issue, is the email is still pouring in from the column that I wrote. And the column was titled, I've Had Enough Already, Have You? And it was in response to my reading about the Georgia trooper in the height of what appeared to be an awful lot of police officers being murdered in a very short span of time. Three officers down in St. Petersburg, Florida in a month, two here in the greater Atlanta area, one of them being a Georgia state trooper. And the story about his son being so devastated by his father's death was very heartbreaking, and it really hit me. And I wrote the column right after I read that. And it has generated a significant amount of response. And I've got a lot of emails. We will read some of those emails. One of those emails, you may recall, last month, Sean, we had a district court judge.
Yep.
If you remember.
I remember.
From Michigan, respond mm-hmm. to that. And he came on here as a guest to talk about the column.
Mm-hmm.
I got a email. I received an email this week, a few days ago, from a prosecuting attorney who is so fed up, He wants to come here and talk about it. And he will be here later in the show, and you do not want to miss this. I'm going to start off by reading his email, and it is extremely powerful. If you have not made a decision to carry a firearm, but you're thinking about it, when you hear from a prosecutor what's going on out there on the streets and the people you're rubbing elbows with at the grocery store, you may reconsider your position. I'm Mark Walters. This is the Armed American Radio Network. We'll be back with the rest of the lineup, and you're stuck with me, folks. Stick around.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Extreme Shock, the leaders in innovative lethal bullet technology, introduces the new 38 Snubby, a 55-grain bullet traveling at an impressive 1,350 feet per second from a snub-nose revolver, a lightweight, low-recoil round designed to give massive fragmentation inside of soft tissue without the stinging recoil of standard hollow-point ammo. Great for seniors or ladies where recoil could be a problem. Extreme Shock 38 Snubby. Put the sting on the other end. Check out the high-speed video at ExtremeShockUSA.net. The return of a classic. It's been over 20 years since we introduced the Para P1445. Now, as we celebrate 100 years of the 1911 design, you asked us to bring it back, and we listened. Introducing the original high-capacity 45 ACP 1911, the Para P1445. We've also added a fiber-optic front sight to the P1445, giving you 14-round capacity with the best 3-dot sight system in the world. For more information and to see this legendary pistol, visit para-usa.com. That's para-usa.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, I'm retired Navy SEAL Larry Yatch. Do you have a son or daughter in college or heading to college? College students face a 1 in 4 chance of being assaulted, yet the majority of colleges do not allow firearms on campus. Sealed Mindset's 15 Seconds to Safety online program will arm your children with the knowledge to identify problems and the actions necessary to stay safe. Protect your loved ones now at www.sealedmindset.com. That's www.sealedmindset.com.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67. The Door Sentinel installs on any door in minutes. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress today. To take advantage of this special Armed American Radio offer and to purchase the Door Sentinel, visit armedamericanradio.com. Secure your home today.
This hour of Armed American Radio is proudly being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, the GOA, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Join the Gun Owners of America, folks, at gunowners.org. I did. Welcome back.
The Gun Owners of America, you gotta love them, man. Larry Pratt has got it going on. I love plugging those guys. When Larry comes on this show, he just tells it like it is. He just flat out tells it like it is. And speaking of telling it like it is, wait till you hear the bonehead. Ooh. Whew, man, I'm telling you what, lining them up. But this one was kind of an easy pick this week. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a lot to talk about today. If you would like to participate in the show, please reach out to me, okay? I mean it. Call us. Love it. Love hearing from you. We've had a lot of great calls over the last few weeks. 877-956-9566. 877-956-9566. Won't you please call me? Let's talk some firearms and some politics and some goofy gun stories and the Bandemonium crowd and everybody else. And some of the things I'm going to cover here with you today you're going to love, and I'm probably going to get a few phone calls. Training, Larry Yatch. Sealed Mindset, want to cover a little bit of business first. Larry Yatch. You know who Larry is, right? He is retired Navy SEAL. Sealed Mindset, one of the best in the business. He will be doing his training with a defensive handgun course Saturday, June 18th, wrapping it up with a carbine course on Sunday, the 19th of June. And on the 17th, for a few lucky of you, you will get to meet Larry. And I'll be there, have some dinner, have some one-on-one training, and a great time will be had by all. You can check that out on the armedamericanradio.com website. All of the information is right there, where to go. Switch over to a link to his website. At Sealed Mindset, you can find everything right there on the homepage at armedamericanradio.com. Ooh, you don't want to miss that. That's good stuff. Also, Armed American DVDs. Sean, are you there?
Yes, sir.
You got your mic on? Those things are flying off the shelf.
Which ones are those?
The Armed American DVDs, Personal Defense Network, and
oh,
Rob
yes.
Pincus. Let me tell you something. If you're like me, I'm a huge fan of Rob Pincus and the Best Defense TV shows, going way back to his days at Valhalla and Personal Defense TV, great programs, a big fan of Tom Gresham's work, all that TV stuff, I eat that stuff up. But the combination of Rob Pincus and Michael Bain and Mike Janich, they work. These three guys work very well together, and their shows are outstanding. They're top of the line. And they have been kind enough at Personal Defense Network to offer Armed American Radio listeners a great deal on Rob's training DVDs. You get three DVDs, which normally sell for like $25 or $30 a shot. There's a three DVD set, and you can find it right there at armedamericanradio.com. It's at the top of the page for $29.95 plus shipping. That includes all three DVDs. Those things are flying off the shelves. I don't know how much longer they're going to keep them up there. Personal Defense Network will let me know, but for now, they're available. Go out and get them. Get you some, because it's really, really powerful. I've seen them all, and they're good. Also, we talked last week, Sean, you might remember this, when we were talking about getting the door kicked in.
Yes.
Sentinel Security Group.
Oh, yes, yes.
And I told you that I would get this stuff put on my house. I am having these things installed tomorrow.
Very nice.
Tomorrow, you won't be able to kick in my door. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to respond back to you with the effectiveness of these things. Now, I'm not going to kick my doors in.
Why?
No, because I mean, you can go there and you can watch watch what they do.
It is pretty cool. I watched it last week.
It is really good stuff.
I watched it last week.
Here's the key with these things. Preparation, avoidance, and awareness. We talk about it all the time. We're going to talk about it tonight. You can't be better. Your home is your castle, right? That's what you're protecting. That's where you live. That's where you reside. Your alarm is there. Well, if you look at the commercials, if you believe the commercials, it's your first line of defense. No. You want to make your alarm a secondary. You want to layer your defenses. The first thing you need to do is keep your door from being able to get kicked in anyway. That's what this product does. I will have it on my doors tomorrow, and I will let you know. I'm looking forward to that. I'll be doing it myself, too. And I open up the hood of a car. Sean, I look for a big on-off switch.
Really? Okay?
Yeah, and I'm doing it myself. That's how simple it is. But, again, you go to Sentinel Security. They're right there on the Armed American Radio website. This is great stuff. Every once in a while, some of these products come along that you really, like George and I talked about last week, you just pop yourself on the forehead and go, man, what a great idea. Why didn't I think of that?
Like I said, the video is really something. I was shocked.
Yeah, and you can see it. You can't see the video on the Armed American Radio website, but over to the right, you'll see Sentinel Security. They're giving away, they're giving off, and the price is already low, but they're giving another 20% off to Armed American Radio listeners. And when something like this is available to you, I want you to have this. I mean, take a look at this stuff. This is important stuff. If you can turn your house into a fortress for this inexpensive.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Absolutely.
You know, we're not talking about making a decision between a tank of gas here. Okay, this is one of the best decisions that you'll make. This stuff is inexpensive, and it's just amazing for the price. I was shocked. I hit myself in the forehead. Please take advantage of it while the offer is there. It's great stuff. Okay, we have also huge news today. We are going to be – oh, man, I love this. I love when I get the opportunity to do this, Sean.
Uh-oh.
We're rolling across the nation. You are listening to the single fastest growing pro self-defense concealed carry related radio broadcast in the nation. We will be welcoming next week, get this, Texas A&M University. Ooh.
All right.
You know where that is, right?
Oh,
you know
yeah.
where that is, right?
That's right.
Bryan College Station, Texas.
Yes, sir. This is south of me.
Yes, 1550 AM. Let me double check that real quick. KWBC, yes, in Bryan College Station, Texas, 1550 AM.
Very nice.
They will be carrying the Armed American Radio Network, and get this, Mickey Mouse. Mickey Mouse will soon learn how to pack heat.
You mean Woody? Maybe Woody will get his gun back.
I put that up on the Facebook page, and that was one of the first responses. Maybe now Woody will find it necessary
to
go out and fill that holster.
Absolutely.
Because we will be welcoming next week, and this is huge news. Huge news as we steamroll freedom across Florida. WORL 660 AM, Orlando, Kissimmee. Oof, you. Will be filling your prescription for freedom next week for the entire live broadcast. Your doctor has given you a 3-hour dose. Oh, that's exciting stuff. We need to be in Jacksonville, and we need to be in Miami, but that's coming. I can't tell you. I gotta keep it quiet. But that's great news. That's huge news. Okay. The Boston mayor thing, I think. Am I done with him? The bandemonium mayor, Thomas Menino?
You know, that seems to be the what we do now is we don't like something, we ban it for everybody.
Exactly. And my point with this is what's very important about this. These are the people that we need to watch. We need
exactly.
to watch these people very, very carefully because these people think nothing about trampling on the Constitution and taking your freedoms away from you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, here's something for you to consider, too. 9 shot at teen party in suburban Philly, 1 dead.
Mm.
You want to take bets on what happened there?
Oh, man.
Huh?
Yeah.
Guarantee it wasn't a Chuck E. Cheese party.
No, I doubt it.
All right? But 9 shot at teen party. See, they make this really innocuous headline here. Guaranteed, folks. This wasn't at Chuck E. Cheese. Take that one to the bank. I'm Mark Walters. This is the Armed American Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Think about your important computer files, photos, financial records, contact lists. They may be saved on your computer, but they're not safe. You could lose them in an instant, and just about everybody has at some point because of a computer crash, virus, or accidental deletion. That's why I have Carbonite Online Backup for my computer. Carbonite automatically backs up the files on your PC or Mac whenever you're connected to the internet, so you don't have to think about it. It takes just minutes to get started, and it's easy to restore any lost files. All for less than $5 a month, $55 a year for unlimited backup. Plus, get anytime, anywhere access to your backed up files from any computer or from your smartphone with a free Carbonite app. Go to Carbonite.com today. Use my offer code Prager for this special offer. A 15-day free trial plus 2 months free with your subscription. That's Carbonite.com. Enter offer code Prager.
At a parent-teacher meeting, Julie worried aloud about her preschooler. I see Monique on the playground. And she's, well, stubborn, Julie told the teacher. She waits for others to invite her in. Then she wants everything her way, or she pouts. A thought struck Julie. Her own behavior at work was just like Monique's. Julie was slow to initiate, slow to compromise, or share. When people's projects failed to go her way, she acted like, well, like her daughter on the playground. But she could change. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. From the playground to the office to the boardroom, the same essentials identify a team player. Openness, generosity, flexibility, and patience. Julie changed. Can you? It's the high calling of our daily work.
For more information, visit ourdailywork.org.
Here's great news and a free offer from the dermatologist who co-created Proactiv.
Hi, I'm Dr. Katie Rodan. Would you believe me if I told you I could make your acne disappear, leaving you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all of the promises out there, you're smart to be skeptical. So let me prove it to you. I'll send you a 60-day trial of Proactiv risk-free.
Call 1-800-962-2763 for your Proactiv risk-free trial.
Today's Proactiv works faster and is gentler than ever before. The secret is microcrystal medicine that penetrates pores while soothing spa-quality botanicals calm your skin. Proactiv heals your blemishes and prevents new breakouts from happening.
Call 1-800-962-2763 and claim your risk-free trial. And you don't even have to pay for shipping. It's free.
You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let me prove it to you.
Call 1-800-962-2763. That's 1-800-962-2763.
Hi, this is Bill Bennett, and I'm filling my prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters.
Welcome back to Armed American Radio. A couple emails here to cover. I have, in fact, a ton of these that have been coming in. I appreciate everybody from across the nation writing these. The last couple shows, we've been very busy. Shows have been very fast-paced, and we haven't had an opportunity to get to these. So thank you very much for sending in your thoughts. Even those of you who hate me, I love reading your emails. I loved your 100th show. Congratulations to you and Sean, the best radio show in America for real Americans. I was listening to your show and really enjoying everything Uncle Ted had to say, referring back to the Nugent interview a couple weeks back. He not only speaks from his heart, but from mine and every single American dedicated to defending our constitutional republic, somebody who knows what he's talking about. I loved his story about taking a bath in ammunition. You know, what he's referring to is when I first introduced him, I said, a man who needs no introduction, a man who has pallets of ammunition delivered to his door. And I said, welcome to the show. And he said, I'm swimming. He said he was buck naked in a hot tub swimming in 45 caliber ammunition. It was funny. Go back and listen to it. It's on the armedamericanradio.com website. He mentioned, and I won't say the company name, he mentioned an ammunition company. And I always go to the websites I hear about from your show. A recommendation from you and Uncle Ted carries considerable weight. I placed a small order since it was between pay periods. The order was placed on the 23rd and still hasn't shipped. I called the poor folks down there and they were swamped. I mentioned your radio show and the recommendation. The lady said she loved it and really appreciated the recommendation, but what they really needed is for you to come down and help out on the production floor. The flood of orders generated by the radio program has been of an unbelievable magnitude. Keep your friends close, but your 1911 closer. That's from David. That's great to hear. Love to hear that. And any of you potential advertisers should love to hear that, too. Give us a call. Mark, listen to Armed American Radio every week, and I had a had to smile from ear to ear when I heard you were carrying the Taurus 1911. That is a sweet gun to which I own the 45 ACP, dual-tone, stainless and black finish. I have had people shoot my Taurus that have said it shoots better than some of the Kimber 1911 pistols they own. Please tell Rob I watch The Best Defense every week, and my neighbors have started to watch the program, too. Thanks. Keep up the great work. That's from Dave Kay in Edmond, Oklahoma. Dave, told him, because I'm sure he's listening. Isn't that great?
That's really good.
Yeah, these are fun to get. I've got, if you're watching the feed, I literally have a stack of these things here. I'm shuffling them like a deck of cards. And one of them is really, really, really special, and I'll get to that one right now. Then we'll go to a call we have from Colonel Leedy. Colonel Leedy is an American hero, and he's been on the show before. We didn't know, but he's called in, and we'll get to him momentarily. Mark, and copying Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. I just wanted to pass along something my son told me today. He is a 16-year-old kid who has been in and out of hospitals, ERs, and clinics for the last 30 days or so. I passed some of the anti-gun stories that we've encountered to Mark already. The doctors are unsure as to the nature of his pain and discomfort and are trying to determine some causes. Back to my story. Tonight, as he lay in the ER having blood drawn, IVs stuck into him, and more shots given, he was listening to the iPod and some recent Armed American Radio broadcasts. He told me on the way home that while the nurses were having a hard time finding a vein, he found that the show helped him get through the night at the ER. It kept him distracted and entertained, and he really appreciated it. Thanks very much from Minneapolis, Ron. What else can you say? Anybody who's got kids can get that. Sean, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
It's good to know that Armed American Radio has an impact, and I'm glad to know that he enjoys the program, and I'm glad that we could help get him through a difficult time in the emergency room while he was going through all that crap that nobody at that age should have to go through. So our thoughts are with you, Ron. Thanks very much, and to your son also. We have a call from Colonel Leedy. Sean, he's on the line. May we bring him in?
He's there.
He is. Colonel Leedy, welcome to the program. How you doing?
Hey, not bad, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm glad you called. You guys have a great charity going on here, and I'm glad you called with an opportunity to talk about it, and I'm glad you're listening. It's Armor for Troops, right?
Right. Armorfortroops.org.
Tell us about it. Give us the lowdown.
Well, the first most important thing that's happened, it's American Rifleman, NRA, is doing a story on us in the new May issue. First time in history they have done a story on a nonprofit. They're making an announcement that NRA, American Rifleman, is partnering with armorfortroops.org to collect funds to be able to buy equipment to send to the troops overseas. As you know, we're known for providing equipment. We're the only ones.
Right.
We've done over 40,000 pairs of the anti-ballistic eyewear, thousands of pairs of Under Armour, multifunction tools, knee pads, elbow pads, compressed rubber boot pads, antibacterial clothing, et cetera. And the good point is that after the audits that we've gone through, IRS has looked at us, over 98.7% of what we've collected over the last 4 years has been used in support of the troops.
So the IRS has looked at you.
Yeah, think about that. 98.7 is used for the cause. No one is higher than us.
No, that's the way it's supposed to be, and that's why you guys do great work. I want to make this very clear that it's Armor for Troops. Is it F-O-R or is it the number 4?
It's numeral 4.
Okay, Armor and the number 4, Troops.
.org.
.org. And if you go there and you part with a couple doughies, you are helping support America's heroes overseas and giving them the much needed equipment that they need. Colonel, that's noble.
Thank you. Yes, we're getting a lot of calls, and I'm on the phone with our troops every night. at 1-2 o'clock in the morning talking to them.
Right.
And then I get to sleep in till about 8 or 9. So we're doing what we can. Once again, we've been highly rated, and we're just so very proud. Our volunteers are great. None of us take a penny. Everybody's doing it on their own.
And volunteer, you do this at gun shows. You do. You're at gun shows, aren't you? You're at gun shows all over the place. I know you work. You do a lot of work in the Georgia area, but this is not something that's you know, just here in the state of Georgia. This is nationwide. In fact, you can check out at armedamericanradio.com. We've got a link for you there as well. You have been a guest on the program before, and it's very noble work. So, by all means, please support Armor for Troops.
I'm on the way back now. I had to pull off the road for two reasons. I kept hearing your story about the bah. So I thought I wanted to stop by and get a pair of scissors and cut my hair off so I could be part of the group. But all kidding aside, I'm on the way back from a gun show in Knoxville, Tennessee.
You're actually on your way back right now.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not
good. Well, I'm glad that you were listening to the show, and I'm glad you called in, because that is an extremely noble cause. You know, when we had Ted Nugent on the show a couple weeks ago, Colonel, we actually had a call from a hero listening to the broadcast live in Iraq. In Iraq, and that was something to get that phone call, and to know that, you know, we help support these guys. The America's Heroes page. We're doing some work on our website, so we haven't updated that yet, but you're going to see some big changes at armedamericanradio.com and boneheadoftheweek.com and everything else. But, Colonel, thank you very much for the call. I'll let you get back to listening when you're driving. Drive carefully. Thanks for everything that you're doing, and we'll have you back on the program here as an in-studio guest in the very near future, if that's okay.
Hey, I appreciate it, and before I hang up, I'll let you know on our website there's John McCain, Mayor Giuliani, Governor Huckabee, Wayne LaPierre, we've got Fox News, ABC, NBC, our governor, our senators, our congressmen, corporations. I mean, we've got a heck of a lot of support, and we thank everybody in advance for any support that they can extend to us, because they're extending it to the troops.
Absolutely they are. It doesn't matter if it's $1, $2, $5, whatever you can spare. Colonel, thanks much for the call. We're getting ready to take a break, and I appreciate it very much. Keep listening. We'll have you on the program very soon. Sean, that's powerful stuff.
Yeah, it is. Real powerful.
You know, it is, and to know that we're making a difference there, because I know I see the links from the website going to Armor for Troops. It's something that if you can give $1, if you can give $2, spare it. Believe me, it's worth it. They're heroes. It's why you and yours can sleep tonight peacefully. I'm Mark Walters. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Mark Walters, here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now. With inflation already rising, it's time to protect your hard-earned money. Call Desert Gold Exchange today, your local gold and silver experts. Family-owned with an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, DGE has better service and pricing than the other dealers. Why pay more for the same gold? Call DGE at 602-787-5950. Be amazed. You can save up to 20% on your investment. Call 602-787-5950, 602-787-5950, or visit DGEgold.com.
Introducing Emerson Knives, American made, American owned, down to the last screw. Emerson Knives is the only knife company owned by one of the world's leading authorities on hand-to-hand combat, Ernest Emerson. From the windswept plains of Afghanistan and the back alleys of Baghdad to the halls of the Pentagon, Emerson Knives are on patrol and protecting those who willfully go into harm's way. For the world's leading tactical blades, visit Emerson Knives at EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
My name is Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. What I'm about to tell you is true. My social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, we give you a $1 million guarantee that your identity will not be stolen.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-607-8961 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-607-8961. That's 1-800-607-8961. Again, 1-800-607-8961.
Here's great news and a free offer from the dermatologist who co-created Proactiv.
Hi, I'm Dr. Katie Rodan. Would you believe me if I told you I could make your acne disappear, leaving you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all of the promises out there, you're smart to be skeptical. So let me prove it to you. I'll send you a 60-day trial of Proactiv risk-free.
Call 1-800-962-2763 for your Proactiv risk-free trial.
Today's Proactiv works faster and is gentler than ever before. The secret is microcrystal medicine that penetrates pores while soothing spa-quality botanicals calm your skin. Proactiv heals your blemishes and prevents new breakouts from happening.
Call 1-800-962-2763 and claim your risk-free trial. And you don't even have to pay for shipping. It's free.
You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let me prove it to you.
Call 1-800-962-2763. That's 1-800-962-2763.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher, and you're listening to Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, redefining weekend talk radio.
Redefining weekend talk radio. Yes, indeed. You know why?
Why?
Because this is the beginning of the week.
Oh, yeah.
This isn't the end of the week.
I always thought, yeah.
No, people need to learn how to rethink. They need to get out of the box. They need to understand we're not going to bed right now. We're starting our week, and we're talking about freedom and the right to bear arms, the right to bear arms, the right to pack heat. Mickey Mouse, you were right. More importantly, Woody.
Woody, yes.
We got to do something about Woody.
He's got a boot. He's got a snake in his boot.
Yeah, well, he needs to have a knife in his boot.
And a gun in his holster.
And a gun in his holster.
Yes.
That's funny. I put that on the Facebook page. Welcome to WORL 660 AM listeners in Central Florida, Kissimmee, Orlando area. The first thing that came back, yay, baby, Woody can buy a gun.
Absolutely. Maybe we can help him get one, too.
Well, that's what we do here.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, maybe we can get a sponsor to give away.
A Woody gun.
Oh, he's a fictional character. But that old Stinky Pete, what's the guy's name in the movie, Stinky Pete?
Stinky Pete.
Well, Woody, he sure would. You know, isn't it funny how what was his catchphrase? Put him up or something. What did Woody say?
Something like that. It's been so long since I've watched.
Get your hands. What did he say? Something. Oh, okay. Unarmed cowboy. I'm
That's
all over
what
that. It is. Yeah. Stick your hands in the air. Something like that.
You're gonna make me go watch that movie now.
Oh, it's a great movie.
Well, it is a great movie. I don't know where it is. It's been a while since I've seen it.
If you know what it is Woody says to frighten somebody, give us a call at 877-956-9566. Would love to know. I can't remember what it is. I apologize. I should, you know, I guess if I was going to be thinking about that, I'd have written that down. But he's got that little catchphrase.
Yes.
And now in real life, now I know it's a kid's movie, But what these studios and Pixar and stuff like this and Disney are so good at doing is, you know, they write that stuff in there for the parents too.
Oh, absolutely.
The parents find the humor in that stuff.
Absolutely.
You know, they say things that the kids, they know the kids aren't going to get, but mom and dad do. Well, guess what, Pixar? I hear the phone ring and somebody's calling in. Let's get whoever that is on the air to tell us what it is with Woody. But that's great news. Orlando's coming to the Armed American Radio Network. Hey, Nevada, guess what? You guys have great stories. We're going to be talking about you in a little bit relative to campus carry. A great story that hit the nation's airwaves about a young lady out there who was able to save her life. Imagine that. We also have stories. I know I'm running these by you a lot because we've got a lot to talk about coming up in the broadcast, and then the roundtable is going to be very, very good. Well, we'll probably get to some of these. Sean, go ahead.
We have a winner, so to speak.
I mean, who do we have on the air?
We have Danny from Troy, Michigan.
Danny in Troy, Michigan, you're on the Armed American Radio Network. How you doing? Educate us. What am I missing on the
doing
Pixar?
Great. Doing great. Danny from TROY Troy says, reach for the sky.
Reach for the sky. That's right. How in the world can I forget that?
Yeah, there you go.
Reach for the sky. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Listen all the time. It is the start of the week, fellas.
You better believe it's the start of the week.
We bring in a new day, you know.
It is. It is. And you know, it doesn't matter because the program is rebroadcast throughout the week across the country. I don't care if you're listening to this Wednesday at noon. This is the beginning of your week.
There you go.
Freedom is always the beginning of your week. Thank you very much for the call. Reach for the sky.
Thanks again.
Thank you, Danny.
You betcha. Reach for the sky. Yeah, okay, unarmed cowboy. What are you going to do about it when I poke you in the chest? Sick the snake in the boot at me?
Yep.
Bah. 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 It looks like the writers at Pixar fell prey to that. We're going to have a field day with those guys. We are going to have a field day with those guys. Concealed Carry Magazine. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't get Concealed Carry Magazine, you're missing out. Let me tell you some of the headlines in the magazine this week. Sean, have you seen the issue?
No, I haven't.
One of my favorite, Appearances and the Armed Citizen. Let's discuss that for a minute. Appearances and the Armed Citizens by Glenn Myers. Glenn's a PhD. We talk about responsibly armed American citizens. We're law-abiding citizens. You have a right to keep and bear arms. Bear meaning to keep that gun on your person, to carry that gun with you, and use gunfire, if necessary, to lawfully defend your life. I know there's people out there right now that are cringing. Cringing. Those are the same people that put gang member murders in the children category. Let's get that straight. If you're a responsibly armed citizen, guess what? You have responsibility. Okay? You have to realize that in the event, Sean, that you have to pull your firearm.
Yep.
And God forbid, have to fire your firearm to defend your life, that there's going to be a reaction from law enforcement.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. When law enforcement shows up, you do not, believe me here, you do not want to be mistaken for the bad guy.
Mm-mm.
Now, I'm not saying you need to walk around in a suit and tie. It's not what I'm saying here. I don't walk around in a suit and tie. Do you walk around in a suit and tie, Sean?
No.
No, okay.
No, not at all.
But what Glenn is talking about here, and we'll have him on the program to discuss it, is how you appear at the moment the chips come down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? How do you appear when law enforcement shows up? And he says, how things appear and how you appear may not seem relevant to the armed citizen. It might seem to be too politically correct. After all, we assume that if we all act righteously, the police will immediately see us as the correct actor in a critical incident. And of course, our constitutional rights are preeminent. Unfortunately, reality might disagree. Appearances can influence how you are evaluated by others, such as witnesses, by the police during a critical incident, by criminals trying to select a victim, and by jurors. Now, what he does here is he goes into how criminals pick their victims.
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking about just an appearance. I mean, what I'm not saying that you, if you carry a gun, you have to wear khakis and a little, you know, what's it, a little blue blazer or something. Mm-hmm. That's not what I'm talking about here. But your appearance, your gait, the way you carry yourself, the way you walk, Are you walking with your face buried like a praying mantis in a phone instead of making a phone call? Are you looking down? Are you not paying any attention? Your appearance is very, very important. Is that how you act when you're armed? You might want to rethink that. Okay. He goes into, I'll quote here again, appearances can influence how you are evaluated by others, such as witnesses, police, criminals, jurors. Did you hear that? Jurors. Because although you may be right, you may be facing one of the most difficult times of your life simply for defending yourself against an attack, and how you carry yourself is absolutely critical. But this is a fascinating column, a fascinating read. Smith & Wesson SD40 by Tom Givens. Tom has been a guest on this show. He was a guest on here twice, actually, when we welcomed Memphis, Tennessee. So pick up a copy of Concealed Carry Magazine. It's real easy to get. Go over to armedamericanradio.com, sign up for the Concealed Carry Report, join the USCCA, and get you a copy. If you carry a gun, or if you've made a decision to carry a gun, or if you're even considering it, this is a Bible for you. It's an absolute must read. Coming up next on Armed American Radio, I'm going to be talking to a district attorney. I'm going to read you the email that I got that prompted me to ask him to come on the program. It is very disheartening, to say the least, and it will blow your mind. You will not believe who you're rubbing elbows with out there on the streets and why they're still out there. Ugh. Think about it. Go get a glass of water. This is the Armed American Radio Network. We'll be right back. You're going to need that water, I promise.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby. I can talk to you. Jealous me by the clamor now, baby.
Hi, Lisa. This is Georgia. Do you know of any good Christian computer games I can buy Molly for Christmas?
Yes, my Jimmy just loves his Charlie Church Mouse computer game with animated Bible stories. He's having a blast learning about sizes, shapes, colors, math, spelling, and more. It's great for kids ages 2 through 8. Go to inspiredgames.com and use their store locator.
Did you say inspiredgames.com?
Yes, Charlie Church Mouse is at inspiredgames.com.
LB games are available at participating Walmart stores. Available at Family, Lifeway, Mardell, and Berean Christian stores, too.
Good, clean, fun.
Hello, this is Steve Down, author of Financially Fit for Life. Several years ago, following a business failure, I found myself in more than $1 million in personal debt. The very thought of bankruptcy put me into despair. But then I realized that if I had the ability to get $1 million in debt, that same ability could get me out of debt. I then put together a plan to pay off my debt within 5 years without filing bankruptcy. I made an amazing discovery. The plan that would pay off my debt in 5 years was the same plan that could retire me in 5 years. But you don't have to take my word for it, because I'm willing to send you my free CD that has proven to thousands how they could do the same. Debt-free and financially free, all within 5 years. I know you too can do the same. Because it's free, you have nothing to lose but your debt, and you have a lifetime of financial health and wealth to gain. Call now for your free CD at 888-7-WAKE-UP. That's 888-7-WAKE-UP. 888-792-5387.